We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel game. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome. I'm afraid to say that the program's got into a bit of trouble. A listener has accused the program of encouraging people to laugh at unpleasant, sick and ugly things. And here are four of them. Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Russell on my right. Graham Garden and Barry Cryer on my left. And we launch ourselves now into the first game, which is the ad-lib poem. I'm going to give someone the first line of a poem, and they continue until I buzz them, thus, and the next person continues. And I think we'll start with you, Barry. This is up your street, I think. Here's your first line.
Yes.
There's a seaside place called Stanley that's noted for soldiers and sheep.
It used to get rather noisy, but now the whole place is asleep. You can hear a pin drop in the morning. You could hear a pin drop in the night.
There were pins dropping here. There were pins dropping there. Grenade pins, which isn't quite right. For it's never been a happy mix, the military and sheep.
Was that an aside?
Try and get us back into Scansion, will you, Graham?
I'm glad you stopped him there, Humph. He was going to be rather cheap. Not a million miles from Stanley. lives a penguin whose name is Bruce.
His real name is Peregrine. He wants to misbehave. This is an excuse. Now, Peregrine, a lofty bird was he.
Ran right down Stanley High Street, right to the edge of the sea. Did something there that was dreadful, that made all the penguins there scoff.
Have you ever seen a penguin when he's taking his dinner jacket off?
And Barry wins that one to make up for his disappointment. We go on. I think we've got time for another one. And we'll ask you, Tim, to start this one. Here's your first line.
Thank you, Hal.
Little Miss Muffet sat at the bus stop eating her takeaway meal.
Little Miss Muffet sat at the bus stop eating a takeaway meal.
Were you ever an announcer?
Well, down came a spider, sat down beside her, because he wanted to have a grape. I got it right the first time, feel. Because he's a bit of a heel. Now, this spider, his name was Peregrine. A Peregrine spider was he.
Miss Muffet said, now think on Peregrine. You'll not get your legs over with me.
All right, well done, Barry. You win that one. And we go on now.
But he did.
Go on to the point where I flick through the yellow pages and choose the profession for which our teams will provide appropriate guests at the ball at the end of the program. I'm going to flick through now, and if you stop me, we'll see where we end up.
Stop.
I haven't started. Do it again.
Stop.
Ah. Yes, ah. We are actually at R. And we can have reproduction arms manufacturers, respirator manufacturers. You don't look enthusiastic at all.
No.
Removals?
No.
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 What about if I make it removal men? Will you tackle that one?
No.
Right. So we carry on now. Now, I think I'm going to ask you to do late arrivals at the end of the program at the removal men's ball, whether you like it or not. Here's a new game now called Political Interview. This is a serious version of what happens on Panorama. One team is the interviewer and the other is the leading politician being questioned, and you can alternate the parts there. Team A's task is to ask the most difficult questions, and Team B's task is to wriggle out of the tight corners. And the winning team receives a life-size model of Margaret Thatcher. The losing team receives 5 life-size models. Graham and Barry, now, you're the interviewing team.
Right. Minister, can you explain how it is that we have here a photograph of you, stark naked, in the company of 12 goats?
Yes. Mine is a farming constituency. As you know well, Robin.
Minister, if I may pursue the point for a moment, one of the goats appears to be wearing stockings and suspenders.
That is my lady wife. A saint-like creature.
Indeed, it is your lady wife, and who are we to doubt it? Why is she then not wearing a wedding ring?
She is not wearing a wedding ring because she couldn't get it over her hoof. Could be a bit of a giveaway, but no.
Leaving aside your lady wife, which I believe you do from time to time.
Only when I lost the will.
Who are the other 11 goats, Minister?
Derby County football team. As you can see from the picture, they're taking an early bath.
Jolly good team.
Yes, I had wondered about that, Minister. Why, in fact, are you all in a jacuzzi together?
This takes a little bit of explaining, but you see, I misunderstood my campaign manager. I thought he said I should woo the floating goat.
Yeah. Well done, Tim, and I'm going to ask you, Tim and Willie, to do the interviewing. And Tim, will you start off?
Certainly. Could you explain why, Minister? £2 million from your campaign fund has been transferred to your private bank account?
Well, first of all, may I say I'm very, very glad. Very, very, very glad. Very glad indeed. I must say that you have asked this very good, very, very good, this very, very, very good... This very good question. Thank you.
Perhaps, Minister, the question being so good and you... you so glad, perhaps you would answer it.
Gladly, gladly. And what a good question it was. Now, the explanation is extremely simple to any... decent, straight-thinking man. What was it again, the question? The transfer of the campaign funds to my private account. I got wind...
Which is why they've never televised Parliament. No, I...
Very good interjection. I'd heard.
Man with your mouth.
I had heard of an impending robbery at campaign headquarters. So what safer and more sane measure could there be than to transfer the aforementioned funds to the safety of my private account?
In the Cayman Islands?
Yes, it is indeed in the Cayman Islands.
Yes,
and
yes,
what safer and more convenient place could there be than my bank in the Cayman Islands, where, I may also say, the door to my beach house is always open to any constituent who just feels like flying over there and popping in at any time of the day to one of my regular clinics. And where they will, I assure them, be warmly received and with a very friendly welcome by my staff and her big friend.
Oh.
Andy.
Right. Singing Sprint is the title of the next game. In this round, one team sings a song as fast as they can, and then the opposing team must beat their time. And I have a stopwatch here, somewhere, in which I'll time you. And the song, of course, will be accompanied by Colin Stell at the piano, who'll play the introduction. The song is As Time Goes By. And who should we start with? Let's start with you, Barry and Graham. See how fast you can sing it.
You must remember this, kiss and kiss, side to side, fun of the things of life, time goes by. And when you love through, they still say I love you, and then you can lie. Remember what future brings as time goes by. Moonlight, love songs, never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, man needs heaven, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always have to love as time goes by.
That was 2 minutes, 18 seconds. And it's your turn now, Tim and Willie.
You must remember this,
Diction, yes. Missed three words out as well.
I understood every word of it. That was 4 seconds and makes you the outright winner.
Sing it again, Sam.
The Harold Pinter Joke Playhouse is the name of the next game. And in this is a new game. In each team will present a joke in such a way that we can appreciate its full dramatic and emotional impact, complete with dramatic pauses. Right, Tim and Willie, you go first.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Hello, Harry. Everything tickety-brew?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
The bitch.
The bitch? Something wrong with your dog, is there?
It's my wife.
Your wife?
Mm.
Marjorie?
Mm.
Oh.
She's gone.
Oh. Gone, oh.
Mm.
Gone, has she?
Mm.
Sainsbury's?
No!
No,
she's gone to the West Indies.
West Indies, that's nice.
It's not nice, she's gone!
Oh.
Gone to the West Indies!
Oh. Jamaica?
No.
Oh.
She went up a cord.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Right.
There's a series in that.
It was a long pause.
It's called Crossroads.
Right, Graham and Barry.
Come in, Verger. Thank you, Vicar. Everything tickety-boo? I heard one of them London folk try to say that.
Everything is, as you say, tickety, and what isn't tickety is certainly boo.
Glad to hear it, Baker.
You haven't seen... No, you wouldn't.
Jamaica? Oh, no.
I was just thinking.
Thinking, Vicar?
Yes, I was just thinking I would choose as my text for the sermon tonight, The Widow's Mite.
Widow's Mite. Well, I shouldn't, sir. I shouldn't. God love you, sir, I shouldn't.
Why?
There are only two in the village. And they both do.
Well,
We'll go on with sing-along. In this round, each panellist has to sing along with a disc. Once the tune and tempo have been established, the sound of the disc will disappear and the panellist will be left on his own. Or her own. After an embarrassing pause, the disc comes back and the panellist scores points if he's still with it. And we shall judge this from audience response, so it's up to you, audience. Now, Graham.
Hello.
Graham, the record you're going to sing along with is Wunderbar by Zara Leander.
Thank you. How terrific.
Wunderbar, wunderbar, what a perfect night for love. Here am I, here you are. Oh, it's clearly wunderbar.
Oh, I care, dear, for you madly, and I long, dear, for your kiss. I would die, dear, for you gladly. You're divine, dear, and you're mine, dear. Wunderbar, wunderbar. There's a favorite star above. What a bright, shiny star. Wunderbar!
What a roasting. Oh, come on.
Very good, Graham. The reason that went on for so long, we were all waiting for Zara Leander to come in. Anyway, Willie Rushton, it's your turn now, and your song is Uptown Girl by Billy Joel.
Oh.
This should be good.
Bad luck, Billy.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, I can't get up there. Uptown. She's been living in her uptown world. I'll bet she never had a backstreet guy. I'll bet her mother never told her why. I'm gonna try calling Uptown Girl. She's been living in a bright red world. As long as anyone with can't read this. And now she's looking for a downtown man. That's what I am.
John Snagg sings Debbie Harry.
Okay, yes, you were a bit adrift there, Willie. Never mind.
I think he was.
Barry, this needs no introduction. I want Barry now to sing along with one of the most beautiful songs ever written.
There's a song that I recall my mother sang to me.
I can't make out whether you were ahead of it or... But you weren't on it, that's one thing for certain.
I wasn't on the poe at that right
so
moment.
So no marks. No marks to you, Barry, and we go on to Tim. It all rests with you now, Tim. Your song is Pop Goes the Weasel by Anthony Newley.
Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of tray coal. That's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel. Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of tray coal. That's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel. Every night when I go out, the weasel's on the table. Take a stick and knock it off. Pop goes the weasel.
Tim wins that one. Very near that was. Not there, but very near. Okay, well done. Now, we're going on to play the game called Bordeaux. We've played it a few times now, and in fact, it's your throw, Tim, to start. What did you throw? Sorry, we can't see from here.
I threw a dice.
not a dice. That's dice is plural. For sake. The people you get playing Bordeaux these days. Vicar.
I threw a five and I've landed. Oh, dear.
You moved eight.
Yes. Yes, but I went down a snake.
Oh, sorry. And VAT.
He'll pick up a card. You may now build hotels or take everybody else's hotels, whether they like it or not. You are now called Sir Charles Forte. Right, Barry?
Oh.
Got two die. I'll come tomorrow. You'd be...
Two dices.
You be quiet, Tim Rye. double three. Oh, well, here we go. Oh. Community chest again?
Try some linkers for it.
No, I'll take the card. You are Bo Derek. Oh. Act your way out of a paper bag. No, wait. Throw again. Oh, better. That's eight. So it's one, two, three, four, five. Oh, no. Six, seven, eight. I'm out. I must be out.
Of not. Your mind, yes. Or?
SDP square.
Okay. That leaves you, Willie Rushton, to play now.
Where have you put the die, dice, or dose?
On the board, oh.
Ooh, six. I was in the library, Miss Peacock. Pick up a card. You have an antisocial disease. That will teach you to go into the library with Miss Peacock. With a rope.
Right, Graham, go ahead.
It's my turn up.
We've still got a bit of time.
Oh, two and a one, that's three. I can't remember. They're the top hat and the boot, and you're the little racing car, aren't you?
No, I'm the truss. I'm still the truss.
I'm still the Sydney Opera hat.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm truss right. House 40.
Excellent. So I move my piece three places. Up!
Up! Up! You need a truss after that.
I get another chance card. Oh, and I've got a blackmail card. Blackmail card, collect £10,000 from the player on your right in return for the photograph with the goats. We're ahead, Barry, we're ahead. Right. Do I get another throw?
No, we're going to suspend that one till next week because once again we've reached a very interesting point and we'd like to keep up the suspense. That's what the trust is for. Now, come to the point where I... Order. We come to the point where I ask the teams to announce their late arrivals at the removal men's ball.
We've moved.
Anybody can start.
Welcome, please, the Sweet family and their three sons, Peter, Paul and Peregrine. That's the 3P suite.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Unbreakable Object here. Oops, crash, sorry. And their son, Ivan. Unbreakable Object here. Oops, crash. And his aunt, Hope. Hope you're well insured, mate.
Look, there's Mr. and Mrs. Drawers. And there's son Chester.
Yes.
He's a tall boy.
Should we get wall-to-wall carpet over now?
Well, let's save it till a little bit later.
Here's someone you may never have met. We've dropped the Becksteins and their son FNL. We've dropped the Becksteins.
Swedish partners.
Oh, yeah.
Leaf turned down a bit. And last time I saw it, it wasn't broken.
Having just moved house and had trouble with carpet, I'd like to introduce Mr. and Mrs. Mate and their curiously inaccurate daughter, the curiously inaccurate Esther Mate. Ooh, there's a lot of feeling in that, I'll tell you.
Mr. and Mrs. Here than we thought. and their daughter Maureen here than we thought.
Miss Frizzes, you're not expecting us to carry that and their daughter. Surely you're not expecting us to...
Mr. and Mrs. Get the Piano In, and their son Howard, you get the piano in.
This is where
Mrs.
I have
down
to...
Down and push, and their son Ben, down and push. Well, there's Van Johnson and Mary Pickford.
Yeah, with wardrobe.
So this is where, on behalf of all the teams and myself, goodbye.
Harry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.